Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Mrs. Guadalupe Arispe de la Vega, who lives in El Paso, Texas, USA, travels across the border to Juarez, Mexico, multiple times a week to visit the unique hospital she created more than 30 years ago.
Beautiful to see a family.
Hospital de la Familia provides quality medical care for all people regardless of their ability to pay. It has never turned anyone away and has been a place of hope and refuge in a city affected by poverty, the illegal drug trade, crime, and violence. Miraculously and thankfully, the hospital and its staff have remained unharmed throughout the years.
One day old. Wow. So what can you tell us your experience about Hospital de la Familia?
Oh, it's fine here, you know. My wife is feeling good here.
I knew of about a lady that came from the south with 9 children, pregnant with the 10th child. The husband went to El Paso and he never came back. She was sick and depressed. Her 9 children were crying because they were hungry. She didn't want to bring another child to suffer like the other 9.
When the woman tried to abort her child violently in her home, she was hospitalized, then jailed. Mrs. de la Vega visited her in jail to help her and understand her act of desperation, realizing with deep sympathy the need to provide information and social support for such women.
I think it was a very strong, deep-rooted desire of equality and justice, to give other people the opportunities that they could have if they could have been more lucky in life and get another opportunities of education, for instance.
With others of like mind, Mrs. de la Vega founded the Hospital de la Familia. The hospital is funded by FEMAP SADEC, or Mexican Federation of Private Associations, and SADEC, or Health and Community Development of Ciudad Juarez, nonprofit institutions that Mrs. de la Vega co-founded.
I think that health is the main of the human rights. If you don't have health, you don't have life, and you don't have nothing. So you have to have health in order to be empowered.
Desde el año 95, soy el director de los hospitales. El hacer las actividades que están programadas por la institución ha sido muy grato para mí y he tratado de llevar este entusiasmo a las gentes que trabajan en este hospital. Un poco más de 100 médicos, más de 130 enfermeras que trabajan en las 3 unidades médicas que tenemos aquí en Ciudad Juárez.
We have 4 babies that they have been with us like 2 or 3 months, but when they were born, they were like 800 grams, and one of them was 1 kilogram. They had severe breathing problems. We take a long way to start feeding them, seeing these babies since they were born, and look at them, how they have been improving, and now we start feeding them. It's great.
We are working in Juarez to achieve through research, to education, to programs of health, and also from economic development through micro enterprises, providing loans to the people so they can improve their lives this way.
Being among these women and their desire to succeed, and it's just amazing their resilience, their creativity, their determination. I see them solving their solutions, and all they needed was a little bit of help.
Tenemos una serie de programas que se implementan en la comunidad, programas, por ejemplo, que complementan el desarrollo de los niños.
In order to facilitate the support of the community and economic projects, the FEMOP Foundation was established in El Paso, Texas, USA, by Mrs. De La Vega and Ms. Adair Margo.
A lot of times we think only the wealthy give to the poor, but here everybody gives what they can. And through volunteerism, through looking after their neighbor's health. And in a city that's wrapped by so much violence now, and people don't see light here. That's why it's wonderful you all here, and the title of your award, Shining World, this is a shining beacon of light in the middle of Ciudad Juarez.
Mensaje de la comunidad. Vamos a ayudar a las personas.
¿Por qué hace todo esto? Por
amor a la comunidad.
The fact of the matter is, if you met these nursing students, they're all not from Mexico. They're El Pasoans who come here. They're people who seek health care here, who aren't insured and can't have it in the United States. So we help each other across the board. Love drives the organization, really.
Every day that I come to the hospital and I see that things are being done, you see the changes in people. A lady that comes crying to the hospital because she has a very sick child, and then she goes out smiling and say, thank you, we are all right. That gives meaning to my life. I believe that human beings are the maximum expression of excellence in the universe. And if we can, through our efforts, to help one person, to change the life of one person, that gives meaning to our life. We will see life in a different light.
Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Mrs. De La Vega with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $30,000 to further her noble work.
Dear Mrs. De La Vega, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of outstanding humanitarianism as shown by your extraordinary, gracious, and noble efforts to selflessly serve the community of Ciudad Juarez as founder and administrator of the Hospital de la Familia. Established over 30 years ago as a simple clinic, the hospital has flourished to become a bastion of hope, light, and inspiration within the city. You have lovingly devoted your life to the well-being of others, exercising unparalleled care and self-sacrifice in order to provide for the people when they need it the most. The staff of the Hospital de la Familia represents the true heart and soul of the city, providing a sanctuary of compassion and tender ministering to all those who seek it. Over 900 patients each day are welcomed and cared for within the hospital, regardless of their ability to pay for the highly skilled services they receive. Such exceptional kindness and generosity is rare indeed. Your tireless and determined spirit of service has blessed so many. Thank you for uplifting our world with your inspirational example of love and action. For selflessly providing crucial medical services for the needy over so many years, for your noble and visionary life's work, and for being a dedicated and noble role model and loving servant of the people, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Mrs. Guadalupe Arispe de la Vega, Ciudad Juarez, Angel of Mercy. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You are
so beautiful.
Yes, congratulations. Supreme Master Ching Hai would also like to contribute $30,000
wow.
for your future endeavors to helping the needy with your work.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
With Supreme Master Qinghai's $30,000 contribution, the FemUp Foundation is planning to expand their high-standard nursing school, which also provides opportunities for students in need.
They came to make an examination to all of our students at state level with all the schools. And our students got the first, the second, the third, and the fourth places. What makes us very happy, so they want to come here, and because we have a small school, even if it's very good in quality, so we have to tell them no because we don't have space. But now, thank you for your help to have a school for 1,000 nurses. The tuition is very, very low, and we have many scholarships. And you see the tremendous transformation of their lives. For instance, I fell last year in December. They took me to the hospital in El Paso, Texas. The one who received me in the Providence Hospital was a nurse, and he told me, Mrs. De La Vega, I am angry with you. And I said, why are you angry with me? And he says, I had my graduation on December, and I wanted to be in a photograph with you, giving my certificate, and you didn't go to the graduation. I say, oh my God, my daughter, she was crying. She said, my mother, do you realize how many lives has changed FemUp? And I say, thank you, God, because we had another life that was changed here.
In addition to receiving the award, Mrs. De La Vega was also presented with gifts, including Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture DVDs and music CDs, her number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds, among others. Mrs. De La Vega wished to convey her gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you for giving us your help and your hand in a moment of crisis that our city and our people really needed. Thank you for making our world better. I want to share with you all the fantastic experience of change that we have had with all these people, from darkness to light. Thank you very much for making our dream possible. Usually people work only in their dream, but you are reaching others who have dreams, and that makes you incredible generous. Thank you for your generosity.
FemUp co-founders Mrs. De La Vega and Ms. Adair Margo also sent the following letter of appreciation.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you for your generous donation of $30,000. That we pledge will be put to very good use. For 37 years, FemUp has been involved in the most marginalized communities of Ciudad Juarez, and your gift will help us continue providing high-quality healthcare to the poorest of the poor. Someday we hope you will visit one of our two full-service hospitals, the Hospital de la Familia and the Hospital Santa Maria. They are places of light and love in the midst of darkness. Again, mil gracias. Many thanks for your support. With heartfelt gratitude, Guadalupe de la Vega and Adair Margo.
Thank you, Mrs. De La Vega, Ms. Margo, and all at FemUp and the Hospital de la Familia for your vision and dedication in helping the most vulnerable people lead better lives. May heaven bless you, all the staff, groups, and individuals involved in your expanding mission of compassion and love. For more information about FemUp and the Hospital de la Familia, please visit www.femup.org. Thank you for your gracious company on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May your life be blessed with health and kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. /EE.